Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Takes years and years to understand this as a parent, that when your kid comes to you with a question, you're allowed to say, let me think about that and get back to you on that. I think when you have younger kids, there's ego involved. So you want to have the impression with your kids, like, you know everything. So when they hit you with a question at like 3 or 4 years old, right, you want to have that thing ready to go, right? Maybe even a little bit older. I've learned that lesson. Like, I'd rather say, hey, let me pause and get back to you on that one, rather than me tell him, give him the answer to the question, and then him Google it and go, Dad, you're an idiot. So this one is more opinion than anything else, but I didn't know how I felt about it. A, I hadn't thought about it at all, to be honest with you, and I don't feel like I'm educated enough to really have an opinion on it. So let me tell you what's going on. Hollis and I watch a lot of sports together, right? So we're watching one of the playoff games over the weekend. We are bonding really, really at an intimate level, sitting there not talking at all, watching football.
That's and Taylor
what,
Swift.
That's what
bonding,
dudes do.
You're bonding over Taylor Swift
during
the Chiefs games.
That might be the only time we talk to each other. But we were very close at the time. So out of nowhere, he hits me with, hey, Dad, what are your feelings on the NFL announcing that there are going to be 2 national anthems sung at the Super Bowl? And I'm like, what are you even talking about, dude?
They've done this for a while now,
a couple
right?
of years now, Fred. I don't know that I've heard it referred to as the national anthem.
The black national anthem.
Okay. Oh. So, yeah. The song he is referring to is Lift Every Voice and Sing. This year it's going to be performed by a Grammy Award winner, who is Andra Day. And for the pre-lineup for the Super Bowl this year, I think Reba McEntire is doing the national anthem. I think Post Malone might be doing the Star Spangled Banner.
And well, those are the same things. He's going to do America the Beautiful.
That's right, America the Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So Lift Every Voice is known as the Black National Anthem. And he asked me, like, how do you feel about that? I'm like, I got to be honest with you, son. I haven't thought about it for 1 second.
Nor have I thought about it the past 3 years they've done it.
Not once. So he said to me his feeling on it. He was asking more questions than anything else. So he's like, don't you feel like that's kind of divisive? Like, we have one national anthem in this country. So if we start singing a black national anthem, let's say Latinos are going to have a Latino American national anthem. So do we start doing that also? So do you feel like it's divisive? And my initial knee-jerk reaction was, I see what your point is and I see where you're going with this, but I don't know that I'm educated enough to really have a strong opinion about it. So that's why I brought Katie in. She's black. Amber, our phone screener, and Mo also, like, tell us about the song and what it means and why it's important to have a black national anthem played at the Super Bowl when we've had a national anthem for a long time.
Well, I think for me, Lift Every Voice and Sing, I don't think was originally meant to be the black, quote unquote, national anthem. It really was a song for us that is more so about hope, resilience, the transcending of enslavement and discrimination, and a better future for black people in America, period. That's what it was. It kind of became the black national anthem. I mean, we got a couple. We got Before I Let Go. We got Electric Slide. Technically, we got a few national anthems. But yes, this one leads the culture in that regard. And if you listen to the national anthem, it's obvious that it was enrooted in slavery and in the soil of slavery because the person who wrote it was a slave owner. And there's a third verse of which they pretty much speak to how the slaves were just like waste, just wasteable in the war. And so
in the national anthem, there's that line.
Yeah, there's a third verse that's seldomly sung that literally says that about how the slaves were pretty much just waste during a war.
I had no honestly, I had no idea.
Francis Scott Key wrote it when we were fighting with Great Britain to get our independence. Correct.
Exactly. So once black people became educated upon that, you obviously felt like this isn't a song for us. This isn't this doesn't represent us in a way that we feel like we should be represented.
So even though. So what you're saying about that part of the song, it's been omitted from the national anthem that we know now?
For the most part.
Okay.
It's sung sometime, but it's seldom. It's not often, but it's there. It's a part of the original national anthem, and they try to pretend like it's not and just remove it. But that doesn't work for us because we know what that's truly rooted in and what the genuine meaning behind that song is. So for a long time, black people have been forced to just stand there and act as if we are. We feel like we're a part of that when we know we're not. It's the complete opposite.
And I should say this, too. I think I read that this quote unquote black national anthem was written in 1919, a long, long time ago.
I believe so.
OK,
that sounds about right. So in terms of the NFL, the majority of the NFL, if you look at the, like the players and when obviously black representation is very, very high and strong in the National Football League. And for whatever reason, a lot of viewers feel as if it's not important or necessary to make all of these black people feel just as included when you talk about the NFL because it's a quote unquote sport. But in reality, if you have a platform that big and you have these issues going on in this country, I personally believe you should use that platform to shine a light on these issues. That's what Colin Kaepernick did. That's when the whole national anthem started to become, that's when more black people, I believe, started to realize, like you just were been educated upon what the national anthem is, so were a lot of other people. So at that point, the NFL decided, well, how do we make black people feel more inclusive? And then that's when Lift Every Voice and Sing became the quote unquote black national anthem. From what I've seen, the problem with a lot of people are saying it's divisive because now you have two national anthems. It's one way to look at it, or you can look at it like the original national anthem was actually divisive because of how many black people sit there and pretend as if we are proud of the fact that that song is being sung in front of our face, and now they've added something to actually include it. So it's actually inclusive. It's not divisive, but it's all in how you look at it. So if you feel like the original national anthem should be changed and it should go back to actually being something that is united for all of us, then maybe we could have one. But if you don't do that, then you're still being divisive toward the black people who are sitting there and actually help promote this brand, bring in this money, and take things to another level, while still speaking to slavery in all of the years that we were enslaved as if it never happened right in front of our face.
Okay, so just so I'm completely clear in what you're saying. So, and I, you know what? I can't believe I'm as old as I am and I didn't know about that paragraph or whatever in the national anthem that was considered racist. So what you're saying then is even though that was taken out, and I'm not sure what year that was, even though that was taken out, we don't honor that part. Clearly, most people were thinking, all right, this is obviously racist, so we're taking it out of our national anthem, and it hasn't been sung for a very long time. You're saying because it was originally written like that, the spirit of it had racism in it, so you don't accept it.
1,000%
it was written.
Yeah, go for it. I'm putting a band-aid on a cut.
And that's the problem. I feel like growing up, I was forced to respect the national anthem because we live in America, but why would I respect an anthem that wasn't written with us in mind, with the black community in mind? So by the Super Bowl doing this and adding the black national anthem, I think it should be every game, not just the Super Bowl, because now you're finally including us. Now you're finally say, okay, we recognize where we went wrong. But at the same time, like Mo said, we could have probably just made one anthem. Okay, if y'all want to really do this, make one new anthem. But if you're not going to do that, include us in this. And that's what I'm happy about, that they're at least trying to do something.
Yeah.
Amber.
I've been black for about 37 years. Surprise.
Was there 6 months you took off?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired. But yeah, it's one of those things that people don't always think about. Like, for instance, a lot of people had no idea what Juneteenth was until recently, until it became an actual holiday. Then they started to pay attention to it. Dealing with MLK Day, we had off on that time. We also have off on Juneteenth. But there, I've said this many times, I've never worked for any employers, especially if they were white, and I got those holidays off. It's about the including our culture and our past and history and acknowledging that we are part of history, not just Black history. Black history is American history.
So you're saying, like, this is not divisive, if that's the first word you're using. This is inclusive.
Mm-hmm. I think it's inclusive, but of course there are people who don't want that inclusion to happen, so they rather look at it as divisive.
Okay, now I got a better education on it. All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.